Welcome to Almost Goddess Podcast, a portal to remember your feminine embodiment. I'm your host, Rubeya Wanda, a yoga teacher, a visionary, and a mystic. Together, we explore our highest embodiment in this human feminine form. Thank you so much for coming back to the podcast. If you're new, welcome to our portal of remembrance. To our OG listeners, welcome back. This may be a pivotal moment for me in this podcast. There will be a lot of feminine and female empowerment that is coming on as we focus moving forward with this podcast as an embodiment, an empowerment portal for us to remember our feminine power. So in this episode, I want to share with you different practices how we could embrace our feminine archetype. So what do we mean when we say embodiment practices? According to Psychology Today, embodiment practices use the body as a tool for healing through self-awareness, mindfulness, connection, self-regulation, finding balance, and creating self-acceptance. Embodiment explores the relationship between our physical being and our energy. It involves the interaction of our body through thoughts and actions. And embodiment has been supported by neuroscience through the demonstration of thinking of music, of faces, of flavors, of others, and other objects that evokes body-related activity in their brain. There has been a lot of benefits of embodiment practices, and this has been practiced over the years. It's just been rediscovered nowadays since we are in a world where we seek healing, where we seek different modalities of healing aside from medical practices. We go from medical, going back to holistic. These are the ancient practices that we just forgotten. It's just been buried onto the ancient texts because we has been more focused on advancing technologies. But little did we know that the power of the earth, the power of nature, the power of our body, it's just here. It has the capacity to heal us. This is a powerful portal for us to heal different aspects of ourselves, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, socially. So now, embodiment practices has been used to reduce anxiety, anxious thoughts, and create a greater sense of empowerment and calm during challenging seasons that engages the body and reduces overthinking, overactivity of the mind. Surprisingly, it also helps for clients or for patients that's suffering with eating disorders. This part surprises me, that how can someone with eating disorder use the body to create acceptance? Using embodiment practices with people with eating disorder, it builds a relationship between the body and the mind, and it gives them a space for healing. It gives them the space to accept themselves. So on the other hand, why do we need embodiment practices to begin with? It all starts with connection. Yes, we need embodiment practices for healing and survival. Same reason why we are eating food every day. When we are hungry, we eat food. So what do we do when we are stressed? What do we do when we are anxious? What do we do to connect deeply with our body? It's this embodiment practices. It's a tool that you could put on your tool belt that you can always come back to. If you need a breather, if you need time to relax, if you need time to move your nervous system, decrease the level of anxiety of your nervous system, the fight or flight mode. And this is one of the best tool belt that you could put in your toolbox during stressful seasons of your life. It is like a therapy that you could carry on with yourself. Aside from journaling, this could be one of the best self-therapy that there is available. Handy with us. Handy anywhere, anytime. We need it. So what are the embodiment practices that we could do, that we could practice every single day, aside from journaling? So one of the best, it is one of the best, maybe it's the top one embodiment practice there is movement. Movement in a way that is conscious to you, conscious to your body and your mind. Movement creates connection with your mind and the body. This is a form of communication between your mind and body. Movement in a form of yoga, dance, belly, different kinds of dancing. Anyway, belly dancing, ecstatic dancing. This self-awareness practices that, especially dance, dance is a language itself. Movement is the language between the body and the mind, with music to its sensory. So it involves the senses. Embodiment practices involves the senses. Listening, feeling, except for tasting. Yes, it can be with some cacao practices. Breathing, if we use aromatherapy during these practices, which is more, it will enhance the practice. Say, for example, you're doing some rhythmic yoga. You're doing yoga with music, with aromatherapy. It's just all in one plate. So another embodiment practice that you could do is stillness. Sitting in stillness in meditation, wherein you connect with your senses, feeling where you are sitting, feeling the energy of the room, focusing on your breath, focusing on the sensation of your body. Especially Vipassana meditation, it focuses on the senses of the body. It focuses on how your body feels. It focuses on the movement of senses in your body. That is why it creates this mind-body connection. Because without touching that certain part of your body, you could feel that there is senses, there is some sensations, energy that is in there moving through your body. So two of the best, I just only want to focus on two of the best embodiment practices that has been so helpful in my life, which is movement and stillness. It's two opposing, it's the duality, where in movement, you get all the movement of your entire body from head to toe, and stillness. A little background from me. Maybe you have heard this story from the podcast, from previous episode, that last year I lost my connection with my yoga practice. For many years, I've been practicing yoga as frequently as I can, especially the year 2021. I am an Ashtanga yogi. That is the practice that I'm certified for in teaching. I'm practicing as much as I can in my bedroom. And then last year, I practiced yoga. Yes, but the connection to me is different. So I explored different modalities of movement, which is dancing. I'm not labeled as a dancer. As a kid, I was thought that I can never be a dancer because my body's stiff, I have two right legs, and I cannot easily pick up choreography. But then I realized over the years that I don't need choreography to move. I don't need choreography to dance. When I was living in Abu Dhabi, our family there have this birthday traditions wherein we will dance on one of the trending TikTok dances. So I was forced to join them and force myself to dance. Surprisingly, part of me has just remembered that even though I've been labeled as not a dancer growing up, there is this part of my body that naturally dances. So back then, I could easily pick up choreography, though sometimes I'm not in sync with everybody. I look different when you see the bigger picture. But then it feels like that is the start of my dance essence to spark. That is the beginning of the dance era in me, to be honest. So I never dance, I don't do dance, but as my body is moving with them, with the choreography, it feels like part of me remembers that even though I'm not a dancer, I could explore different modalities of dance. So last year when I was so lost of my movement practice, with my yoga practice, I've been disconnected with myself, I explored dancing. And lo and behold, I explored ecstatic dancing, which is a freestyle kind of dance. And my body is just flowing. My body is just melting with the music. My body is just moving with the rhythm of the music, the energy it carries. And it's one of the most beautiful feeling. I felt a different connection with my body, more than a yoga practice could do. Yoga is my foundation, and dance has been the spices that makes my life more yummier, more delicious. I was able to awake my feminine energy since then. I was able to awaken my feminine era and distinguish which part of me is the masculine and which part of me is the feminine. It's been pleasurable to my body to move. I've been able to move some block emotion on my hips that has been sitting there for years. When I'm moving, I'm swaying my hips. It feels like some energy has been shake away from my body. And it feels beautiful. That's why I'm preaching this because it's very, very helpful for me in times of disconnection, in times of numbness. If you don't feel confident dancing in front of other people, that's okay. You can go dance in your room, alone in your room. If you're not comfortable yet seeing yourself dancing, you could close the light, play some music, and move yourself. Move your body. Listen to how it wanted to feel. Listen to how it wanted to move. Let it flow. Surrender to the movement of your body. Surrender to the vibration of the music. And see for yourself if the energy of your soul is calling you. Listen to what it wants you to do. Just surrender. Just surrender. If today it feels like only standing and listening to your breath, that's okay. Hold space for where you are right now. Don't pressure yourself. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. You need to go slow. You need to feel every breath. Same with stillness. You sit in stillness and feel your breath as slowly as it is. Feel the sensation moving in your body as slowly as it is. So that's two of the best embodiment practices that I could preach for years, because it's been so helpful for me. And it's easy. I don't want to list like a lot of different embodiment practices that will just overwhelm you. I just want to make it simple. Because the simplest form it is, the simplest, and it's easier for you to remember. And there will be less resistance. There will be less resistance when you do that. The simpler, the less resistance and friction between you and the practice. So this is an encouragement for you to explore deeper what else your body is for. This is an invitation for you to create that deep connection with yourself. That deeper connection with your body. To speak the language of your mind and body. To speak in silence. To listen to that silent language between your mind, your body, and your soul. Regardless of your circumstances right now, this could be a pillar of your life. This could be a pillar of your confidence, of your courage, of your abundance, of your bliss. So simple, yet we just forgotten that we hold, that our body holds a powerful, healing energy, empowering energy within us. I challenge you, move for as short as 3 minutes per day, just one music. Move, surrender, sit in stillness, listen to your breath, and connect to your feminine goddess archetype with this embodiment practices. All right, thank you so much for joining me in this episode. It's been juicy. Good. I hope that you enjoyed this short but sweet and simple episode that we have for today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you're living your life with magic and wonderful surprises. Don't forget to DM me or tag me for any takeaway at Rufea Wanda on Instagram. Come say hi. I appreciate your feedback and your takeaways on this episode that we do have. Follow me on Instagram at Rufea Wanda and on my YouTube channel for some video podcasts that I'm uploading from time to time. Thank you so much, and I hope that you are having an amazing day. See you again next time to another episode of Almost Goddess Podcast.